the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and John Loeffler.
Well, coming October 15th and all the way up to December 7th is enrollment for medical insurance, but there are a number of things that are coming up. You may be getting to age 65, which means you're eligible for Medicare, or you may be approaching full retirement age at age 66. Joining me on the program from Social Security is Yolanda York. And Yolanda, you know, there's a number of ways that you can enroll for Medicare or for Social Security. You can go down to the local Social Security office, but there's really an easier way to do that, and that is to actually go to the Social Security site. So let's do a couple things here today. Number one, assuming that I'm going to be 65 next month, let's talk about going to the website. What is the address of the website and things that I need to know to enroll for Medicare?
Well, it's all so simple. Filing for Medicare has never been easier. You visit socialsecurity.gov, and we advise everyone to apply for Medicare 3 months before you are eligible for Medicare, which is 65. But 1 month, it's no problem. We still can accept that application without any issues. And it takes about 12 minutes to file your application for Medicare online. So if you're going to be 65 next month, I would highly recommend that you visit again socialsecurity.gov and start your application. Very easy to do. You will get a confirmation on the system, and then your Medicare card will come shortly. So a couple of things can happen. If you have been receiving Social Security benefits, let's say you started getting them at 62, well, don't have to do anything because we know that you're on the record, and we will automatically send you your Medicare card. We will also take the premium out of your Social Security check to pay for the Medicare premium, which today is $121.
And Yolanda, let me take another situation where, let's say I am turning age 65, but I'm still working and I'm getting medical benefits from my employer. So what do I need to do, if anything?
So you don't need to do anything. If you are currently employed and have coverage through your employer, there is no need to pay double premium. So what you would do then, let's say you're 66 years of age and you're going to continue to work until you're 70, or in this case, you just turned 65, but you're going to wait till you're 70. When you terminate employment, then you file for Social Security Medicare, and you would apply the week you terminate employment. And you actually have more time, but I will just advise you, file for Medicare online. And this part gets a little tricky, but it's very simple because all you need to do is bring a letter from your employer that you had credible coverage from 65 to that time that you retire, and we will enroll you on Medicare Part A, B, without a penalty and without a gap, and technically also the Part D prescription. So you will get the full package of Medicare. And, you know, there's some people out there that become 65 and choose to apply for Medicare Part A, which is the hospital, and you end up getting a card from Medicare that says Part A. That's fine, but not everybody needs to do that. You could technically wait to get the full package when you terminate employment.
You mentioned something there that, let's say I am working for an employer, I'm getting medical coverage, and I'm age 65, and then next year I turn 66 and I decide to retire. You said proof from your employer. How do you do that if you're online?
When you submit your application, we will ask you for this form. This is during the special enrollment. And to make it a little bit smoother, call at 1-800-772-1213. You can also book an appointment by phone and say, you know, I'm filing under the special enrollment period. And yes, bring us a letter from your employer that you have the coverage, and then file for the benefit over the phone.
And just to clarify the rules, let's say I am applying for Medicare, or let's say I am now retired. Is my understanding, Yolanda, you have 3 months prior to turning age 65, the month you turn 65, and 3 months afterwards. Is that correct?
Correct, exactly.
And let's talk about penalties, because this is very important. A lot of people just, you know, they're not thinking of this when they retire. You know, some people will take on a COBRA benefit from their employer. But if you do not do it and you turn age 65, you do not have employer coverage. Let's talk about the penalties if you don't apply within 12 months, because they can start adding up and making it more expensive.
So the penalty is an additional 10% to the premium. So if you're 3 years behind, then it would be 30%. So it's 10% for every year that you delay taking the Medicare at 65. And, you know, the reason for the insurance being higher is because it's like most insurance, it's always less inexpensive when you take it at a young age, just like life insurance. Medicare is the same thing. The government says at 65, we would like for you to take it. You don't have to take it. But if you delay it after that, we will discharge you an additional 10%. And another way to waive this penalty would be that, well, perhaps you have retired, but you have a young spouse or, you know, maybe even an older spouse that will continue to work and cover you under their health insurance. That would be another exception. So that's something important for people who are married to remember that.
What are some of the things that are very important? I mean, there's Medicare Part A, there's B, there's Medicare Part C, Advantage, there's Medicare Part D. Where on the site, or what articles that you have on the site, would you recommend our listeners read before, let's say, they apply for Medicare?
Oh my goodness, I am so glad you brought that up, because if you go to socialsecurity.gov, in fact, there's a little window on our webpage that says get a replacement Medicare card. You can also get a replacement if you lost it online. It only takes 30 days. But we have the frequently asked questions, and if you click on Medicare, you will get every possible question that's very popular at the moment, listed by the most frequently asked question, which is, for example, what is the monthly premium for Medicare Part D? So all of this, again, can be found at socialsecurity.gov, the frequently asked questions of Medicare. Great information.
Now, in addition to Medicare, because just for our listeners' knowledge, there's this myth that Medicare covers everything from long-term care to all your medical benefits. And a lot of people assume that because they might have worked at an employer where, let's say, their employer plan covered hospital and covered all the things. Medicare doesn't cover all of that. Let's talk about Medigap insurance, because there is just a plethora of different programs. How does one determine which program a person would need based on their budget or maybe their health? And where do they get information on that?
So depending where you're listening, I'll give you some great information. If you are in California, we have this Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program known as HICAP. Their phone number is 800-434-0222. If you're outside of California, it's called the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. You can look this up online by state. Again, State Health Insurance Assistance Program. Now, these folks are able to help you as a listener to select what is the best plan out there for you, depending on, you know, how frequently you visit the physician. These would be the folks you want to call so they can assist you. And the reason Social Security is giving you this information is because they do not charge any money. You know, they're volunteers, they have solid information, and basically they're just there to help the individual select the best additional health insurance besides Medicare.
So you've got these programs, and when it comes to Medicare, do you recommend a specialist or an advisor to tell you, for example, what type of program to choose? I mean, I took a course on Social Security and Medicare, so I was very much familiar with all the different programs, which covered which, so that when I signed up, I was able to choose the best supplemental program within my state that fit my needs.
Exactly. So, you know, we also give to the listeners the Medicare phone number, which is 1-800-MEDICARE or 1-800-633-4227. So Medicare, that's the folks you want to call. But if you are, again, trying to hone into that specific additional insurance to your Medicare package, then you want to call the Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program so they can help. And just to give you a quick story, my mother had to select a different insurance. So we went online and tried to figure out which plan was the best. And, you know, as much as I work with our agency and Medicare, it was so much easier when we called the HICAP, the counselors, or the SHIP if you're in a different state, because they're just experts. I mean, they do this, you know, every day, and they're used to the questions that, you know, the audience has.
So as we've been talking about Medicare, I want to move on now to Social Security. And let's begin with, let's say, somebody that's working today. Maybe they're in their 50s. They're now starting to think seriously about their own retirement, and they're trying to estimate, or maybe they're working with an advisor, what their Social Security benefits are going to be at, let's say, full retirement age, what they would be if they took it early, if they had an early retirement. So let's talk about Retirement Estimator on your site and what that does and how that can help our listeners.
Oh, yeah. You know, Social Security really is here throughout your life. And the services we provide now can really guide your journey, you know, from birth to your first Social Security card to your dream secure retirement. And that's why that Retirement Estimator, Jim, that you're talking about, it's one of our most popular online calculators. So going to socialsecurity.gov and using this retirement calculator can give you that exact projection amount that you're going to decide to take. Because, you know, first of all, if you have not created a My Social Security account on our website, I would highly advise everyone to do so, because it gives you a projection that your benefits are 62, 66, and 70. But this projection is assuming you're going to continue to work until you're 62. If you terminate employment, let's say at 57, you retire, you don't pay any more into Social Security, then that statement we used to send you 3 months before your birthday, which we now send only every 5 years or so online and you can obtain it, that would be incorrect. But using this Retirement Estimator will give you that exact projection. You want to stop working when you're 57. Tell me what my benefits would be January of 2025. Now you have a solid number of what you're looking from in the future.
And let's talk about various changes, or sometimes just checking to make sure that Social Security has the right earnings year by year, because a lot of that is very important. So what can an individual do to, let's say I change my address or something else happens, how can they get those statements corrected? And let's say, because people move today, and keep up to date on their Social Security account.
That's why I am highly recommending going to socialsecurity.gov, creating a My Social Security account, because now you will be able to go onto the website and obtain the record of earnings. So this is what you want to keep track. All the years that you have worked and paid into Social Security. Social Security, by the way, uses the 35 high years of your lifetime earnings. We drop the lowest 5, then apply a formula. So this is why if you're looking at your record of earnings every July, you're making sure that your earnings are posted. If you move, we go based on your last year's tax return when it comes to sending you a statement. And that's only for those who do not create an account. So we need to make the distinction here that if you create an account, you don't have to worry about an address, because you now are going online and you will no longer get that statement every 5 years in the mail.
I want to touch upon another topic, and this really impacts the women listening to this program. Typically, as I read the statistics, you compute your Social Security benefits on 35 years of work. The average woman is out of work during that period of time 13 years because she takes time off to have children. So in those 35 years, if let's say a woman takes 2 years off to have a child or raise that child, or even 5 years, those are 5 years that get zeros in that average. Let's talk about what a woman needs to know, because in many cases, the husband may make the decision and it may not be in the best interest, or let's say the husband does not have all the facts in front of him in terms of whether his wife should take her benefits at age 66 or take half of his. So where can you go on the site to really get an understanding, and especially if you're a woman, or in some cases you're a single mother. And obviously, you know, your benefits are different and may be affected by, let's say, your former husband.
Well, you know, nearly 60% of the people receiving Social Security benefits are women. So today, women have such a challenging choice to make. And this is why we've now made this great publication. Well, we've had it for some time, which is my favorite one. And it's called What Every Woman Should Know. You can order it from socialsecurity.gov. You can download it if you like. But it's great information that provides everything you need to know, from having that career job outside at home to juggling children and work. And then when you return to work, we do take the high 30 years of your lifetime earnings. You can see how benefits would be reduced for you. But in the end, what Social Security is going to do is protect the woman. So if you work very little, then you're still entitled to receive benefits as a spouse. And the entitlement could be up to 50% of the unreduced rate. So if you're married or ever been married, you could receive 50% of the benefits from your spouse. That's if you decide to take it at full retirement age, which today is 66. If you take it at 62, then instead of getting 50% from your spouse, you would be receiving 37%, and it's a month-by-month reduction. So Social Security has been able to insure the woman or the same-sex couple by, first of all, giving you your benefit. If you're entitled to additional benefit as a spouse or a widow or a divorced spouse, again, this publication, What Every Woman Should Know, it is outstanding. And I really think that we should have a program specifically for women in the future. But yes, come and get this publication.
Let's move on to another area where, let's say, a widow. Let's say a woman is in her late 50s, her husband passes away. What are the benefits a widow can get, and how soon can she receive those benefits?
Oh, the earliest a widow or widower is age 60. If you are disabled, then you are entitled to receive benefits at 50 if you are a disabled widow or widower. And the benefit amount would be 71% of the unreduced deceased. If you wait till full retirement, then again, you collect 100% of those benefits. And it's important to remember, if you have ever had more than one marriage, you could be entitled to benefits on a previous spouse. So let's say you've had three marriages and your first two marriages lasted for more than 10 years. You are now, again, a widow. You would want to know which of those three previous spouses at the higher rate, and we would give you the highest benefit of those three individuals. And of course, if your Social Security benefit is higher, then you would be entitled to the higher of all records.
And what about a situation where you're taking a single woman, let's say she's divorced, and she's now getting into her 60s, and because of time off, having children, her benefits aren't as large, maybe she did not work for a while. What about getting benefits of her former husband? Let's talk about that.
That's very easy. That's called a divorce entitled benefit. And this is the way this works. If you are 62 and your former spouse has to be at least age 62, and let's say your former spouse is going to continue to work until they're 70, but here you are today, 62, your benefit is very little, and you could be entitled to additional benefits. What you have to do is bring in the Social Security marriage, divorce, birth certificate for your previous spouse to document that he or she is at least 62, and then your birth certificate to document that you're 62. And we need to see original documents. No photocopies will be accepted. And then, if you've been divorced for at least 2 years, we will entitle you on that previous spouse's record, so you start collecting those benefits. And the thing is, they will never know that you're collecting under their Social Security number, and they will never reduce whatever their rate is.
I had a situation that came up recently, Yolanda. I have a client who married a man. She was married to the man for 2 years, and he passed away. His Social Security was much, much larger than hers because she took hers early at age 62. Now, she was only married to him for 2 years. Is she eligible for his Social Security, let's say, in place of hers?
Yes. If the marriage lasted for a year or longer, the widow is entitled to receive survivor's benefits if there's higher risk benefits, yes.
So now let's talk about everything you need to know about Social Security, because obviously if you take it early at age 62, and it's my reading, Yolanda, a lot of people make that mistake. They think they're not going to get it, so they take it at age 62, and they don't realize how they're undercutting themselves in terms of benefits, number one. And number two, if they work part-time or work in any way, they may also have some of those benefits phased out depending on their income. So let's talk about those two things before discussing full retirement age and how that differs.
Well, the good news is anyone can still take their Social Security benefits as early as age 62. By doing that, though, you are now collecting 75% of your benefit, and that reduction is for life. So that's exactly what you need to think twice. Do you really need to take Social Security today? If you have no other income, then yes, that's basically obvious you would take Social Security. But if you have other income, think about it twice, because maybe leaving your money till you're 66 and getting 100% may be better. Waiting till 70 gets you 8% more per year from 66 to 70. That would be 132% return that you would be receiving. And the thing is, if you are going to work for 2016, you're allowed to earn $15,720 in wages or self-employment between 62 and 66 and still collect your Social Security benefits. But if you go over that, we hold $1 for every two. So maybe it would not be in your best interest to collect the benefits early. And here's what I hear from most people. Oh, you know, I want to start collecting them as soon as possible because we hear Social Security is not going to be there for us in the future. You know, the reality is, well, when do you think you're going to need Social Security? You could become disabled today and start drawing the benefits as early as 62. You would get 100% of your benefits. And when people think about the solvency of Social Security, in the year 2034, if Congress doesn't fix Social Security between now and then, well, the worst case scenario is that we can only afford to pay 79% of the benefits in that year, because by then you have two people working, paying into Social Security, and one person collecting. You know, so I have extreme confidence that Social Security will be fixed. And you know, for 81 years, Social Security was never, you know, expected to be here this long, but we're 81 years strong. So I would have no problem saying to folks, think about the date you really want to collect benefits, because maybe full retirement age may be best for you. And if you can wait a little longer, you know, that's another thing. We have 40,000 people right now over 100 years of age collecting Social Security. If you happen to be one of our future centenarians, you might just have done much better by waiting to collect the benefits at full retirement age or at even 70.
And let's talk about how this changes when you reach full retirement age, which for most boomers is age 66. So the one thing that stands out, you can receive your benefit if you decide you need the income, and you can also work part-time or even full-time and not have any experience of a loss of your benefits.
Oh, exactly. So if you wait till full retirement age and collect your benefits then, so if you're born between 1943 and 1954, full retirement age is 66. This now means the month you attain full retirement age, you have unlimited earnings. You can earn as much as you want and collect all of your Social Security benefits. Oh, and by the way, that's another way to increase Social Security in the future, your Social Security benefit. Because, you know, Jim, how I said we take the high 35 years, drop the lowest 5, and then apply a formula. But if you continue to work and your earnings are higher now, we can replace it with one of those low years that we used in our computation, and that would increase your monthly Social Security benefit.
Okay, let's say I'm retired. I'm now age 66, so I want to get full retirement benefits with Social Security. Let's talk about how to apply for Social Security, do it online versus walking into a Social Security office. Take us through the steps of how to do that.
So three ways to apply for benefits. You want to apply 3 months before you become of age to start collecting the benefits. You can file online. You can go to your local office and you can call our 1-800 number, which is 772-1213, and book an appointment. I would highly recommend filing for your benefits online. It takes less than 17 minutes to go to socialsecurity.gov. If you were born in this country, we probably have your birth certificate, so we won't ask you for that. If you're born outside the country, we guess we need to see proof of legal residence or citizenship and your birth certificate. But doing it online, you file the application, you get a call from the office that we received your application. If we need any documents, we will call you and ask you to mail or bring in your birth certificate or whatever is missing. It's that simple. The money goes right into your checking account, and it will go there as soon as the application is adjudicated.
And Yolanda, how difficult is it to go through this process online? I mean, is it very easy to follow step by step to do this? Because sometimes, you know, some people may not be computer savvy. Are there any nuances to the program? I mean, how difficult is it?
Well, the wonderful thing about any of our information online is that we made it so easy, because there's one thing about baby boomers. If you have to click more than 3 times to get somewhere, you're probably not going to want to do it. So we made it so simple that you start the first page, enter to filing for retirement, and every screen has maybe 3 bubbles that you fill in, your name, your birthday, and, you know, information, your address. Then you go on to the next page. All the pages that we have are so easy and just comprehensive that, like I said, less than 17 minutes, you have filed your application online. And if you're feeling like, well, I don't have a computer, okay, well, then maybe our information is very safe. It's encrypted. You can always go to the library. You can always ask a relative to help you file the application online. It's really that simple.
And if there's any problems, let's say I'm online, I'm not sure quite honestly what I'm doing, maybe I made a mistake, how easy is it to correct it? And could I call an 800 number and have somebody walk me through it?
Oh, absolutely. Call 1-800-772-1213. Our operators will troubleshoot with you the problem, the page that you're in, and help you get going with that. Just to keep in mind, our 1-800 number is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I would always advise don't call us on the first week of the month because we're super busy. But if you want to call us close to 7 p.m. or early as 7 a.m., the lines are always more available during that time. But yes, Jim, the bottom line is any questions you have with your online application, just give us a ring. We will be happy to assist you.
Okay, so let's sum it up here. If you are eligible for Medicare, you want to apply 3 months prior to your 65th birthday or the month of your birthday or 3 months afterwards. Likewise with Social Security, if you want to apply for it 3 months before that. Now, why don't you give out your website and the 800 number? Our listeners can either go to the website or call the 800 number if they need help.
So the website is www.socialsecurity.gov. That's for government. So once again, www.socialsecurity.gov. Our 1-800 number is 800-772-1213.
Well, listen, Yolanda, I want to thank you for coming on the program, because I would urge our listeners, there is a wealth of information that is on the Social Security website. It is so much easier whether you're applying for Medicare or Social Security to do it online. That's number one. And number two, there's a wealth of information that you can download. It's free, especially a lot of you women that are listening out there. Just go to the front page of the website. In the search bar, type what every woman needs to know. It'll take you right to that article and give you everything that you should know as a woman to know your benefits. Yolanda, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoy being and talking to your listeners. And again, you know, not only is this information in English, but we have it in 18 different languages. So this is so easy for all of us to have this information available to us.
Yolanda, thanks so much for giving us your time.
Oh, Jim, good talking to you again, and I'm always at your service.
Well, that concludes my interview with Yolanda York. Once again, some key things here. Really go to the Social Security website, socialsecurity.gov, that's G-O-V. There's a wealth of information there, everything you wanted to know about Social Security benefits or Medicare. And I really highly recommend, if it's time to apply for Medicare, you do it online. Likewise with Social Security. It is so much easier. We have guided many of our own clients over the years, and they thanked me profusely for directing them to the website rather than calling up the office, trying to make an appointment, go down to the Social Security office when it's everything you need to know is right there online. Hope you'll take advantage of it. And don't forget those key dates. 3 months prior to your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and 3 months after if you're applying for Medicare, 3 months prior to your date that you want to take Social Security benefits. And do go in and take a look at what your Social Security benefits would be at age 62 if you took it early versus full retirement age of 66. You lose 25% at age 62. That's a lot of money. And, you know, you take a look at a world of low interest rates as we have today, that difference in monthly income could make literally the difference of having an additional $100,000, if not $200,000 of assets to live on. So do take advantage of these free services. In the meantime, until you and I speak again, we hope you have a pleasant week.
You can subscribe to Financial Sense NewsHour in the iTunes and BlackBerry podcast libraries, or at feeds.feedburner.com/FSM. Find more information about our guests at www.financialsense.com/newshour. Friend us at www.facebook.com/financialsenseonline. For our on-the-go listeners, you can access Financial Sense on your mobile device at m.financialsense.com. The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of James Poplava and do not take into account listeners' suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertising with Financial Sense, or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.